This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are at May 16th. It is 5:33. Thank you guys so much for joining us as we get things going. Almost to the weekend. You're almost there. Hang in there. How's it going this morning?
Not bad. When you said the date and everything, my gosh. Memorial Day's coming up. Summer break for kids is coming up. Dear gosh.
Yeah, their last day is on Monday.
Well, at least really?
My daughter's last day is on Monday. She's got finals today and tomorrow. And then Monday, she's got one more final. And then that's it for them for the summer.
Wow. Well, good for them for getting that summer break. But my gosh, where's this year going?
Yeah, it seems very early to me. Usually they are going to school until after Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So this year they went back really early, like at the beginning of August. So this is why they're getting out so early. But I'm so turned around when she's like, yeah, my last day of school is next week. I'm like, wait, what? Does that mean my vacation's coming up? No. Mine's still
indicator.
At the same time.
Yeah, how does that work? When you went to school, were you getting out in May? Because I was like June 15th.
I was like June 6th or 7th, okay. I remember. It was the beginning of June. So, yeah, this is definitely early. And they went back to school early.
Yes,
so they
deserve
it. But it does kind of throw things off a little bit. It just makes it like, wow, is this reality? Are we really going? Into summer break here, but yeah, it's happening.
And then when does Sophie get back? I know she meant she was doing finals and everything.
Her move out is Memorial Day weekend, so she's going through finals and stuff now. She's got them all next week, and then they give them like a couple days to move out. So that's when she's coming back. Matt's gonna drive out there with the car and pack her up and load her in and bring her back.
Can they keep anything over there, or they have to bring everything home with them? If she's going back there in the fall, I'm assuming. I mean, can you keep anything where everything's got to, you got to take everything back with you?
Well, you can get storage. You can't just leave it in the dorm because someone else is going to move into that dorm. So, yeah, a lot of kids end up going in on storage units. She didn't have a lot of stuff to begin with, so we're good. I mean, when we drove out for one of Brooklyn's volleyball tournaments, we snuck down to San Diego just to say hello to her and, we're like, you know, since we have the car, do you want us to start bringing some stuff
back? Get stuff out of there, yeah.
And so we ended up bringing a bunch of her things already that she just doesn't really use. So we're, we're halfway there. Well, not even halfway, but, you know, we're kind of getting a start on it.
Getting the process going. That's good.
Yeah. I was driving in this morning to the radio station, to the parking lot, and there's it's a sad thing, but it's kind of crazy. Just have you seen all the people that are living in this like water? What is that? Like
the tunnel over there? Yes.
There are so many people, homeless people that are living in there, and my heart breaks for them, but it's come to that. But every time I drive in, you used to be able to see straight through from one end to the other. Now they have it completely blocked off on one side, so it's dark. And this morning I'm driving in, and there's like five or six people standing at the entrance, like talking. There's stuff all over the place, shopping carts, all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, Wow, they are like fully moved in here. Like it's their house. It's crazy.
There's a lot of people down there. And I was talking to one of the property managers here that manages our building. And he was saying that spot is bad. And then over by Best Buy is around the corner there. He said behind Best Buy, there's another one of those tunnels and washes. And he said that spot is really bad. And they just go back and forth, back and forth. And we had one guy who was banging on the front of the building a few months ago, trying to get in or doing something. And yeah, at times it gets a little wild outside.
Yeah. I mean, is that just one of those things where if they stake their claim, they can stay there? Does anyone ever come and say, hey, you can't stay there anymore? What happens?
He was telling me they go through and then they remove everyone. And I've seen it before. I'm sure you have. You're leaving the radio station after the radio show and there's the police there. And he said they'll go through and they'll get everyone out. They'll clear it out. Then you give it 24 hours and then people come back there again. It's just an ongoing process to the point where as soon as they get out, they'll clear it out. It's going to be great for 24 hours, but then everyone eventually comes back because I guess it's a good spot for them.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see where they stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
It's probably cool in there, especially with the summer months coming up. And you definitely want to be empathetic to what they're going through and that they have some shelter. But at the same time, you're just like, what is happening down there? There were so many people there this morning. I couldn't believe it.
And we had just about 2 weeks ago or so, someone was trying to steal gasoline from one of the radio station vehicles out back. And so, yeah, there's some vandalism that happens out there. But he said, yeah, head on a swivel when you're pulling into this place.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get the show started this morning. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Sweat by Inner Circle?
Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till if y'all sweat no more.
Fly by Sugar Ray. Or do you want to hear Goodies by Sierra? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or you can just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is the weirdest thing that someone actually stole from you? Like the last thing you would have expected someone to steal. A friend of ours had her car broken into and they took one thing and one thing only. And she was shocked that it was this. We'll talk about that next. But first, the votes are in and Fly by Sugar Ray is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. So my friend, she had her car broken into over the weekend. Ugh. And I was talking to her about it yesterday, and she was telling me that they stole one thing out of our car. Now, keep in mind, there's some things that were probably, I mean, of a certain value. She had, I guess she had like some change. She had, what else did she say? She had like an umbrella in there. She had a couple of things, but they only stole one thing from inside her car. One thing. And she said, I'm not even mad about it. Is that weird? The one thing they stole out of her car was her child's car seat.
And why is she not mad over the fact that someone stole her car seat?
She's like, you know what? If someone needed a car seat to protect their child,
okay,
then I'm not going to even be mad about it. And I was like, that's really commendable of you, because I would be livid. I would absolutely be livid. And so they smashed her back window, unlocked the car door and took it out. And she's like, I'm mad about the window, but I'm not mad about the car seat. Have you ever had someone steal something from you? And you're like, of all the things, why they steal this? I think she said she had sunglasses in there. Like she had some little things that I don't know, maybe someone would want. Nope. They just took the car seat and that was it.
That's funny how that stuff works. I had a buddy of mine who lives downtown, and his house was broken into. And they went in his family room or kitchen area. They stole, there was some money out. They stole that. They stole his laptop that was out there. And he called the police, and they told him to walk through the house, see if they stole anything else. And he goes into his bedroom where he had his second laptop, whether it was work laptop or whatever, and his iPad out in clear sight. And he's like, no, all the other electronics are still here. He goes to go to bed that night and realizes, looks over at his nightstand, and goes, something's missing. He had an old school alarm clock in his bedroom as well, mm-hmm. and they stole that.
The old alarm clock?
They stole the laptop and money from the kitchen, went to the bedroom, bypassed the second laptop, bypassed the iPad. What he told me was they were clear as day, just sitting out on his desk in his bedroom, and they stole his old school alarm clock. He's like, what the heck? You stole why take my alarm clock? Okay.
I mean, not a lot of people even use alarm clocks anymore, if we're being honest. So that's really interesting. Has anyone ever taken something from you that you're like, what? Why? Of all the things, why this thing? 702-364-9400. I was like, man, you're nice. She's like, I know. I feel bad. Like, it seems like they specifically targeted that car seat.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because they went to the back seat, they smashed it, they opened the door, they took the car seat, and then they left. That was it. And when I had my my car broken into, they went for my laptop. That was the thing of value.
Nothing else was taken. Sunglasses, nothing else.
I mean, they don't want my sunglasses. I'm telling you, I lose sunglasses all the time. So I literally grab the cheap mix sunglasses here from the prize closet, and I wear those in my car because I lose my sunglasses all the time.
The crooks put them on like, we'll leave these here. I don't want no Mix 94.1 sunglasses.
Come on, they're cool.
They are really cool. I love them. It's Mix 94.1. Dream high in the
quiet of the night. These beautiful things that I've got.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2062.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Here we are. It's Thursday, May 16th, 6:03. Thanks so much for being here with us as we are one step closer to the weekend. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. I can't complain. I want you to think about something. When you get in your car to leave, whether it be the radio station, the gym, grocery store, wherever, when you get in your car, are you a lingerer, or do you get in your car and boom, start up and go right away?
I usually go right away. I linger if I get somewhere early, then I'll sit around in my car and mm-hmm. hang out. But when it's time to go, it's time to go. I want to get out of there.
There was a study, I saw this online, saying that the max amount of time one should linger in the car when you get into your car is 60 seconds. After that, you're being rude, and if there's someone waiting for your spot, you've got a minute, and then you need to move out of your spot. I was at the gym, this was over the weekend, and I go to get in my car, and I was in my car for maybe, not even, definitely less than 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, enough time to get in, sit down, throw my gym bag on my seat, and I remember reaching down to get my protein shake, which was on the passenger floor. At that point, there's a car that just starts honking their horn, wanting me to get out of my spot so they can come in and take their spot. And I did, I got
You're
I moved.
At the gym, walk. Walk.
Thank you.
I mean, you can walk 10 extra feet or even 40 extra feet. You're at the gym.
LVAC 215 in Flamingo. That's where I go. And it's so funny because people will circle around for spots down front. Yet, if you walk an extra 20 yards, there's plenty of spots a little bit farther back, but right in the center of the gym. And there's a side parking lot that I always go to because there's always some empty spots there. And that's where I was. And this guy or girl, whoever it was laying on that horn under 30 seconds, wanting me to move.
That's just ridiculous. That's so annoying. I would like to say that I'd be stubborn and just sit there or wave them away like I'm not going anywhere. But knowing myself, I would get anxiety and I would leave ASAP.
Have you been somewhere where you're walking to your car and someone starts to follow you, driving next to you?
That happens to me at Red Rock Hotel and Casino for some reason every time, because we like to park in the parking garage, the one over by the Starbucks. And sometimes the parking spots there are kind of limited. And we'll literally, there'll be a car sitting at the doors that you walk into. We'll walk out and then they'll start following us. I'm like, are you kidding me? And sometimes it'll take me a second for me to get my bearings and realize where I parked. So I'll start walking one direction and then realize, oh, dang, I'm on this row. And then I cut through the cars and they're like, zoom down, zoom back. back up to find me, I'm like, look, I'm not trying to play games with you, but I honestly forget where I park. So give me a second, okay?
And then you cross back over to the other side. I'm sorry, my car's actually over here.
Oh, actually, I'm on the floor above us. Sorry.
Can you give me a lift? We've got What's Trending coming up here next. What do you have for us?
All right, we are going to talk about the new Wicked trailer. It came out, and there is something about the movie that's actually surprising a lot of people. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Wicked is trending this morning. The trailer for the highly anticipated film with Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba and Ariana Grande as Glinda dropped on Wednesday. It was so funny. I saw the email come that it's like, wow, the trailer just came out. You have to watch this. And I was like, yeah, I'll watch it later. Steph comes running in my studio. Did you watch the trailer?
I was like, Mercedes, you have to do a reaction video. My jaw was on the floor.
I did a reaction video. I recorded myself and I couldn't post it because seriously, the whole time my mouth was wide open. I was like so entranced watching it. It would have been the most boring thing to watch, but it was absolutely incredible. Here's a little snippet if you haven't seen it yet.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz summons you to the Emerald City.
Come with me.
What?
To meet the wizard.
Why couldn't possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy.
You have no real power.
That's why I need you.
That when I heard them sing Defying Gravity, which is, if you've ever seen Wicked, I was almost in tears. Like, I wanted to cry because it was just so beautiful. Have you ever seen Wicked?
I saw the first half of it when I was at the Smith Center.
Oh, you didn't? You left at the intermission?
Because I thought it was over. Intermission hit. I thought it was over. And people started getting up. I've never been to, like, a Broadway-like type show before. And we walked in. I'm like, the first half was really good. And then something happened. It ended. It was intermission. We walked out. And people were like, you missed the second half. I watched that trailer. Oh, my gosh.
It was
incredible. I'm psyched to go see this thing. It looks great.
Well, here's the thing. Just speaking of missing the second half, the movie's going to be split into two different films.
Okay.
A lot of people haven't heard that, but yeah, the first half is going to be released this year, November 27th, and then part two of Wicked comes out on November 26th of next year. So we have to wait a whole year for the second part. If you're not familiar, the story tells the origin of Elphaba and how she became the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz. John M. Chu, who is the director of the film, he dropped the trailer on what was the birth of L. Frank Baum, who was the author of the book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which inspired the novel Wicked by Gregory Maguire back in 1995. The movie also stars Michelle Yeoh, Jonathan Bailey, Jeff Goldblum, who plays the Wizard of Oz. And it just, I still can't get over it. I could literally watch that trailer over and over. It looks beautiful.
Watch the trailer today. The visuals, the sound, the story. Yeah, within the first 5 seconds, I'm saying to myself, I want to see this movie. It grabs you right away.
We were talking about it at dinner last night, and I don't know what I was thinking. I go, man, Cynthia Erivo, she is going to give Adele Dazeem a run for her money. And my husband and daughter look at each other, and they're like, who? I'm like, Adele Dazeem. I mean, Idina Menzel. Oops. Thanks, John Travolta.
It gets stuck in your head.
And that's what's trending.
All right, let's do this. Heads up, and we need caller 20. So call us right now at 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and with this prize, your weekend plans are set.
Yeah, we have a pair of tickets to see Daniel Tosh. He's going to be at the Cosmopolitan. You want to go? Caller 20 right now. You get to play for the tickets. That show is Saturday night. So caller 20, you pick your category. You pick your partner. You get six answers in 60 seconds, and you win. Caller 20 play, 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We have Brittany on. Brittany, you're caller 20. Woo! Ready to play Heads Up?
I am so ready.
Okay, let's do this. Daniel Tosh tickets up for grabs. Two categories to choose from. Do you want to go with cough drop or hummus?
Cough drop.
Cough drop it is. Monday was cough drop day. Man, they really do have a day for everything. Well, thank you.
You didn't celebrate
on
Monday.
There's a day for cough drops? Okay. So these are all things that are associated with a cough. Okay? Having a cough?
Let's do it.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, and you're going to go see Daniel Tosh on Saturday, and you start now.
When I do this, I'm clearing my
throat.
Yes. Sometimes people get, like if you have pneumonia, you have fluid in your
lungs.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sniffling and sneezing. I have a what? Not hot, but
cold?
Yes, cold. This is, if you have an inhaler, it's usually because you suffer from this.
Asthma?
Yes. I have an infection here in these places right below my eyes. My,
sinus.
Yes. This is, oh my gosh, the flowers are blooming. These are acting up now.
Allergies.
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Yes, yes, yes. Brittany, no problem at all. Congratulations.
I am so excited. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, Brittany, for listening. Thanks for playing. And your weekend plans are all set, where there's two tickets to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan this Saturday, courtesy of Live Nation. So congratulations to you. And we've got your ticket to see Daniel Tosh Friday morning with that 6 o'clock hour edition of Heads Up.
Coming up next, have you guys heard the speech from the Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, that he gave at a graduation? A lot of people are upset about it, and the NFL is now speaking out about it. We are going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 6:37. Did you guys see that speech by the Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, that he gave? It was a graduation ceremony at Benedictine College, and he gave the graduation address.
I've heard about the lowlights of the speech.
there's quite a few.
Yeah, there's not many too many highlights in that speech.
So to give a little recap, Benedictine College, it's a conservative Catholic liberal arts school. He was asked to give the commencement address, and he made some comments that a lot of people are pretty upset about, and the NFL has even come out and made a statement regarding what he said. Let's talk about some of it. He basically took aim at the LGBTQ community, working women, abortion rights, pretty controversial speech. Here's a little bit of it here.
Because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited.
It's about to go sideways.
Yeah.
It's about to go sideways here.
About your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on the stage today.
Her life truly started when she started serving me. That's when her life really started.
I have no purpose.
When she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
There's eight more seconds of this portion here.
I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation.
So, thoughts? 702-364-9400. He also took aim indirectly at Taylor Swift, which I think a lot of Swifties are not happy about. He actually quoted one of her songs in the speech. He was talking about priests who become too familiar with their parishioners, and this is what he said.
Tragically, so many priests revolve much of their happiness from the adulation they receive from their parishioners, and in searching for this, they let their guard down and become overly familiar. This undue familiarity will prove to be problematic every time, because as my teammate's girlfriend says, familiarity breeds contempt.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the pen.
Get Taylor's words out of your mouth.
You mentioned the petitions. There's petitions that have started to have him removed from the team that are well over 100,000 signatures now.
Yeah, change.org. And then the NFL finally made a comment on it. They said Harrison Butker gave a speech in his personal capacity. His views are not those of the NFL as an organization. The NFL is steadfast in our commitment to inclusion, which only makes our league stronger. So what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. He went after, like I said, in vitro fertilization, abortion, the COVID-19 pandemic. Rochelle is on the phone, would like to make a comment. Hi, Rochelle. What do you think? Rochelle.
Is it me? It's
yeah.
Michelle.
Oh, Michelle. Hi. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I am in the car driving my 17-year-old to school, and I had to have him pull you guys up because I could only say, wow, oh, wow, with no expletives. I cannot believe that this person was allowed to speak to a group of graduating. Oh, my gosh. I the words are kind of, like, hard to get out right now, but
think about, Michelle, you're there, you're graduating, you're excited, you've put in 4 years of hard work to get this moment, excited about the future, and then someone says your greatest accomplishment will be just staying home and being a wife and serving your husband.
I think I would stand up and I would scream, worked my butt off to get a degree, and I am going to do so, and I'm a mom, right? I love being a mom, and it
Same.
Is one of my greatest compliments, but I have done so much more in my life as well. I am just appalled by this information.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you for sharing it this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much for listening, Michelle.
We're tight here on time, but I think I love what you pointed out about Patrick Mahomes in an interview he did a while back, and something he got heat over, but now it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so there was an interview that resurfaced with Patrick Mahomes and Pat McAfee, and he was talking about his relationship with Harrison Butker. This is what he said.
I don't talk to Harrison all year long, man. I just let him do his thing.
Don't talk to him. Go say hello.
It's not like in the lunchroom. You say hi in the lunchroom?
No, we sit right beside each other in team meeting, and I don't say one word to him. Only before the season and after the season. That's the only time I talk to him.
And now a lot of people are like, makes sense. That checks out.
It really does.
Hey, I understand everyone has their own opinions on subjects, and freedom of speech is one thing, but not freedom of consequences. So who knows what's going to happen here. I just thought that when you give a speech at a commencement, it's supposed to be uplifting. It's
yeah.
supposed to be about the graduates
yes.
and the excitement, not your personal views.
Walk
on
out
everything.
Of there filled with energy, ready to take on the world.
Yeah.
Not the complete opposite from that one. Okay, the mix is 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The closure date for the Mirage is set. They are going to start construction on that 700-foot guitar tower. It's going to mark the new Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in town. They announced yesterday that the Mirage will shut down on July 17th so they can prepare for this transformation into the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the property transformation. It's going to be pretty spectacular. They're expected to double the number of jobs available at the property. And then the renovation, that's planned to spawn 2,500 construction jobs. They added that the Hard Rock would pay around $80 million in severance packages for employees who remain during the renovation.
Do you have a favorite Mirage memory of the hotel?
You know, I do have a favorite Mirage memory, and it involves your wife, actually.
It does.
Yeah. So my sister was in town. This was years ago. And I was talking to your wife about, you know, going to the Mirage because I was going to take her to see Love. And she goes, oh, we have a friend who works at the Mirage.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like me to set up a dinner reservation for you guys? And I was like, oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you. You know, and not expecting anything of it. So we get to this restaurant and they like, oh my gosh, I've never received better service ever. They were like, treated us like we were some VIP high rollers. They're like, right this way, ladies. They brought us a bottle of wine, and that bottle, it was a half bottle, but that was the best wine I ever had in my life. And it turned me on to my favorite brand, which I am now a member of, Contessa, that was the first time I ever tried my favorite wine, and it was thanks to your wife and your friend who set up the reservation.
Oh, no kidding.
They gave us that. I was like, I'll never forget that. We had the best dinner. My sister was like so impressed. She's like, what is happening? I don't know. Laura set this up. It was so crazy.
Yeah, our friend, he doesn't work there anymore. Our buddy Josh.
Yeah.
He's still here in Las Vegas.
And he came over. He said hello to us, and she thought I was like the coolest person. I'm like, honestly, I have no idea what is happening right now.
Josh would pull some strings, and I don't know how he did it. Josh
was there. He was so nice, and your wife was so kind to offer that to us. So, yeah, that is my favorite Mirage memory.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
How about you?
When I was a pledge, one of our fraternity brothers, the tram that went from the Treasure Island to the Mirage, I'm pretty sure it's still there, but they used to have an operator. Maybe they still do, but would operate that tram, would be on the tram back and forth telling people what's coming up next. And our fraternity brother worked the tram. And when you were a pledge, a few times you had to go spend time with Tabor because he got bored. So you literally have to go sit. I would go sit on the tram for an hour and hang out and talk to Tabor.
Oh my
gosh.
As
the tram
went
back and forth, back and forth. Back and forth.
That's your favorite Mirage memory?
It's a unique memory.
Okay.
It's a unique memory.
I'm like, man, you didn't go see Love?
Love was fantastic. But the time I had to spend an hour on the tram with Tabor Thill was a wonderful time. Back and forth.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Not.
The wine and dinner.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Tabor on the tram was fantastic.
I mean, I have an expensive bottle of wine. You have hanging out with what, Tabor?
Tabor. And that's where my love of trams started. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think everyone should be required to work in retail at some point in their life. You're going to really understand the human nature and how horrible some people could be. I was out at a store this weekend and it made me think about my days in retail because this lady wasn't just on this poor guy. He's like probably 17, 18 years old. And she's like, I need you to go in the back and look for this. And he's like, I promise we don't have any. She's like, I need you to go look in the back. Like, she was just rude. And it reminded me of this one customer I had when I worked in retail. I worked at this this department store. It was called Joslyn's, and it was just like your typical department store, like a Macy's or something. And have you ever gotten revenge on a bad customer, no matter what your line of work? 702-364-9400. There was this one lady who was like a regular of the store, so everybody was nice to her, but she was just so rude to all of us. And I remember I had just had it with her. I was what was called a floater, so I didn't really have a department. They would, when someone took a break, I would have to go to their department and fill in for them for their break. And I was in shoes that day. And this lady comes in and she's like, everyone's like, oh, look, his hair. I'm like, oh, great. So I get stuck with her. She wants to buy a pair of Birkenstocks. And there's this one specific kind that she wants. It's the ones with a purple band, the purple straps. And we don't have her size. I've gone back there several times to get Birkenstocks for people. I saw like what the sizes are. I even thought, oh, those are kind of cute. And she had the same size shoe as me. So I knew we didn't have it. She's like, please go in the back and look. I said, ma'am, I know we don't have these. I'm sorry. Is there another color you'd like? And she's like, just, I need you to go in the back and look. And at that point I had it. I saw the person I was filling in for making their way back into the department, and I walked in the back, clocked out, left.
Oh, you did?
I didn't even go back out there. I was like, okay, I'll be right back. And I went back and I just left. I was like, I am not dealing with her anymore. I don't know how long she ended up waiting.
See, how long is she sitting there until she says, is the girl ever coming back? Like, we don't know if she's coming back.
No clue. And honestly, didn't care.
Did you go back to work after that?
I clocked out. I was done for the day. That was my last break I had to cover. I was like, I'm out of here. So,
click, click.
How did you get revenge on a bad customer? Christy, you have dealt with this before. What happened?
I was working phones, so it was like customer service in that respect. And this customer was like really angry about something I had zero control over. And so after a while, I just said, I will go see what I can do. Let me put you on hold. And I never went back.
Just leave them. Like, how they're going to call back and they'll deal with someone else, you know?
And they don't want to hang up, so they don't want to lose their spot. Maybe it took a while to get through. Christy, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, we just got a text here. It says, I work in a casino. Do not mess with people that handle your drinks. Don't complain, be rude, and then order drinks. This one says, I worked for a purse store for a very long time, and we had 99.9% wonderful clients that came in. They were nice. We would help them. Even if it was after hours, but there was this one lady that she didn't understand why we didn't have a sale. She wanted her bag on sale, and she fought and argued with me in front of the store so long that my manager banned her from ever coming back our location. Wow. A ban, a full on customer ban. I love it. Call us and let us know how you got revenge on a customer. Anonymous is holding, and I understand why you are anonymous. Wait until you hear what Anonymous did to get revenge on a customer. I would never be rude again. That's coming up. It's Mix 94.1.
Baby, one more time.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning, and we are always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
You know the comedian Wanda Sykes?
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's so funny, and she was doing an interview where she was talking about the celebrity that she gets mistaken for. Like, it's not just a one-time thing. This has happened to her twice, and you might be surprised at who this is. Is there any surprising celebrity that you get compared to or people say you look for? She was mistaken for Lenny Kravitz.
What?
Wanda Sykes mistaken for Lenny Kravitz. Not once, but twice. She says it both times happened in New Orleans. Her hair was a lot bigger and it was a lot longer.
Uh-huh.
And she said she turned around and she was like, only in New Orleans. They've been on Bourbon Street. They probably drank everything on Bourbon Street to think that Wanda Sykes looks like Lenny Kravitz. many celebrities that maybe you could mistake Wanda Sykes for, Lenny Kravitz is probably the last one I would mistake her for.
I don't see it. I wonder. Lenny was just on our show talking about his new album that's coming out next week. A couple weeks ago, Lenny was on with us. I wonder if Lenny ever gets mistaken for Wanda Sykes.
They're like, Wanda? No, Lenny.
I love your stand-up. It's fantastic. What are you talking about?
There's a celebrity I get, not mistaken for, but people tell me I look like all the time, and I don't see it. I like literally can't see it, and maybe it's because I didn't watch the show a lot, but my brother-in-law especially tells me this all the time. He's like, man, just with your mannerisms and everything, you remind me of the mom on Gilmore Girls.
I'm looking up.
I think her name's Lauren Graham.
Uh-huh.
I get that so much. People say that my mannerisms, and then I just like, I resemble her looks-wise, but it's really my mannerisms and the way I speak that I look like I get compared to the mom on Gilmore Girls.
I gotta pull her.
I don't watch it that often. I mean, I've seen a couple of episodes of it, but I definitely don't.
Oh, I kind
of
see. Yeah.
Like
maybe
I said,
the mannerisms and stuff.
Yeah, they said that's what my brother-in-law says. He goes, just on the outward looks, you guys have similar features.
Yeah, I can see
but
that.
But then he said that I talk like her, and he said that I have the same facial expressions as her, and so he says that's the celebrity that he compares me to all the time.
After a couple cocktails, I might be able to see that. I think I need to be in New
After
Orleans, too.
After a trip on Bourbon Street, yeah. Maybe. Who
hey,
knows?
Aren't you Lauren Graham? No, JC, it's me, Mercedes. Eshar!
You remind me of Hozier a little bit.
Thank you. That is a compliment. And my new song, Too Sweet, by the way.
I love this song. It can't be shit, I'm a
muddy bird. It's 10 o'clock.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Lauren. How you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
We are good. You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
Oh, I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
You got this. Just hang in there. Listen closely. You've got 60 seconds to do this, and it's going to start quickly.
So, Lauren, you're playing for those tickets to go see Keith Urban. Get those 10 questions correct in that 60 seconds, and you win. Now, if you pass on one or get one wrong, we'll come back to those questions at the end. In the game, it starts now.
What is the name of the street also known as the Las Vegas Strip?
Las Vegas Boulevard?
Yes. What year was the U.S. established?
Pass.
What is Superman's kryptonite? Oh, shoot. I just messed that up.
Oh.
What is Superman's weakness? I'm going to give that to you.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
My mistake. Which percussion instrument is named after a shape?
Had to dump out of Lauren, and because of that, we can't access the phones.
When you curse, you are automatically disqualified, unfortunately. Which means, Lauren.
Under pressure, I get it.
I feel terrible, Laura. But yeah, you can't curse because then that turns off the timer. That turns off the whole radio station.
Turns everything off.
Oh no! Well, I guess that means that we don't have a winner today. I screwed up on number 3, and maybe that threw everything off. It was, what was Superman's weakness? And I literally read the answer. What is their kryptonite? Well, that's it. His kryptonite is kryptonite. The year that the United States is established is 1776, and the percussion instrument that is named after a shape was triangle. Also, the band that's known for their hits Semi-Charmed Life and Jumper, Third Eye Blind. So, yeah, don't curse when you play because it cuts off the phone and then you're gone. And then we can't talk to you
Mega
anymore.
Mega Minute disappears after
I know. It really messes everything up. And that means that caller 20 right now, provided you don't curse, you are going to win the tickets to see Keith Urban as he comes to the Fountain Blue for his new residency in October. The tickets are yours right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
In the Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
So we mentioned last week that Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber, they're expecting a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And a word is that the baby will be here by the end of the summer. And she is sharing some interesting pregnancy cravings. And I don't know why, but when she shared this one, I thought, I want to try that. It sounds really, really good. Okay. So she posted some baby bump pictures on Instagram and then a story. She said her current craving, the caption said, currently my biggest craving, and no, you're not allowed to judge. It's egg salad on top of a pickle with hot sauce. Why does that sound so good? Egg salad.
Okay.
So you got the egg salad, you know, that hearty egg taste. Then you've got the pickle. So you've got the crunch. You've got like the sourness of the pickle. And then you put a little hot sauce on top of that. I don't know why, but I was like, this sounds delicious. I want to try it.
Are we eating it out of a bowl or making a sandwich?
She makes like ants on a log.
Yes,
on top of a pickle. She makes egg salad on a pickle.
Oh, okay, that sounds good now.
Doesn't it sound amazing?
How can we do this? Oh, can we get this done?
I think when we start the new season of Try It Tuesday, yes, that should be one of the first things that we do on it. That sounds amazing. My basic craving, which was just so weird. I rarely drink soda, but I wanted a Coke so bad one night, but it had to be a Coke from 7-Eleven in a cup with the ice. And my wonderful husband actually went out at like, I think it was 11:30 at night and got me one, like a big gulp. That's what I wanted. It couldn't be in a can. I had to have it from 7-Eleven and he got it for me.
So guys, obviously we don't have pregnancy cravings, but it's the equivalent to, I look back anytime I had a really bad stomach flu or something. And when I would start to, you know, when you're sick, food, nothing sounds appealing. But for me, I would start to turn the corner like, oh, I'm starting to get an appetite back. And I would get weird cravings then. And for me, it was always Kentucky Fried Chicken and raspberry Snapple iced tea.
The KFC I can get on board with. I'm not a fan of raspberry Snapple, but the KFC, I could see where like that saltiness and that heartiness would be like the perfect thing to put in your stomach at that point. Did anybody else have like a really weird pregnancy craving? 702-364-9400. So have you heard of phubbing? P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G. Phubbing.
Phubbing, okay.
If you're phubbing in bed, you are hurting your relationship.
Am I phubbing? I don't know what phubbing is, so I can't say if I'm phubbing or not.
It's a combination of two words, phone and snubbing. It's when someone's ignoring you and paying more attention to their phone. So doing that in bed with your partner is not healthy. According to experts, they did a survey and they said 70% of people said that cell phones sometimes, often, very often, or all the time interfered in their interactions with their partners. And they added that by focusing on your phone instead of your significant other, there's so much less intimacy, resentment creeps in. So they say, you know, leave the phone on the nightstand. Better yet, leave it in a totally different room. But don't let that make its way into the bed with you and your significant other.
Laura leaves her phone downstairs. I have my phone upstairs. She does have an iPad in bed, but we always start with talking about the day, gratitude, all kinds of stuff. But then as we wind down, she'll get her iPad and start reading something, and I got a Kindle. So it's not our phones, but there are devices that we turn to after we talk or do whatever.
I feel like that's kind of phubbing too.
I'm just
as guilty of it. I have an iPad and I will play Candy Crush in bed. Like that's my downtime. But the phone thing, I was like, I got busted. I was totally in the wrong. I was talking to my mom on the phone and we were about to eat dinner. So I just brought my phone to the table, put it down there, finished talking to her while we were getting ready to eat. And my rule in the house is no phones at the dinner table. Well, I brought mine and I just with the thought that I was going to finish up. When I was done with the conversation, I caught myself like scrolling and my husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Isn't it crazy how it grabs your attention for something. You think it makes a noise, so you pick it up. Next thing you know, 10 minutes into Instagram. Like, how did I get here right now?
Yeah. Going back to the weird pregnancy cravings, Louie. Hey, Louie, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Did you have someone in your life that had a weird pregnancy craving?
Yeah, it was actually me. Fathers do get pregnancy cravings as well.
Really? What did you crave?
Strawberry ice cream with pickle juice.
Whoa. Why does that not sound terrible?
This is episode two of Try Tuesday when it comes back.
All pregnancy cravings. Okay, first of all, how did you invent that, Louie? Like, was there something in your mind that's like, this would sound good, or did it happen on accident? What happened?
Well, I like strawberry ice cream, and I like pickles, and I kind of just combined the two, and it was just a dill pickle strawberry ice cream.
I feel like that's a flavor you could get at Salt and Straw.
If not, they'll have it on the menu.
They always have some interesting flavors.
Mercedes, I did something last night that I think I may have crossed the line with my wife.
Fubbing?
We were not fubbing. Actually, I wish we were fubbing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You crossed the line with your wife?
I think I did. Looking back, I'm kind of cringing at some of my moves, but... then again, part of me feels like I was justified when I did what I did with Laura last night.
Oh, no. If you're already self-justifying and you haven't even told us yet, this has got to be good.
I'll explain coming up in about 4 minutes.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Hey, coming up in 15 minutes, it's time for another edition of Sophie Says. My daughter Sophie is going to be on telling us what the next big thing is. Maybe it's a trend, maybe it's music. We don't know. She is predicting the trends, and she's been 100% accurate at this point. So I can't wait to see what she has in store for us today. That's coming up right around 8:15. Okay, so JC, you did something that you feel like may have crossed the line with your wife. What happened?
Well, how long do you go without hearing from your spouse before you hit the panic button? Because I hit the panic button last night. Laura travels a lot for work, and she's in Atlanta this week for work. And there are days where we text a lot during the days, or maybe there's just one conversation, but there's always communication when she is traveling. Sometimes in the morning, she's super busy. We don't have time to text. So the day's progressing. It's about 4:30. I went out to the barn to do something for one of her horses, and I sent her a video of something I did. I'm like, hey, it's all done. I sent her the video. No response, no big deal. So then I'm at the gym last night. It's like, let me see here. It's like 5:30. I'm like, hey, at the gym. Love you. No response. That's fine. Maybe she's busy. 6:30, get home from the gym. How are things going? No response. 6:58, I sent a text message. Question mark, question mark, question mark. No response. And that's when panic starts to set in. I'm like, why am I not hearing from my wife? There are a couple of triggers that got me in panic mode. One is anytime I send her a picture or video of the horse, it's an instant response. She's got the red receipts turned on. She didn't read any of my messages throughout the day. I'm like, why is she not reading anything? So I went to Life 360 and I see she's somewhere in Atlanta. Her phone's at 70% power. I'm like, okay, she's still in Atlanta, but why isn't she texting me back? So I called her. No response. It's ringing. Another 10 minutes go by. I call her again. I end up calling her 7 times.
Oh my gosh.
And she didn't pick up. And panic is starting to get even more because I'm looking at the Life 360 and it's gone. It's been about an hour and her battery percentage hasn't changed. It was at 70%. I'm like, that's odd. Why isn't her battery percentage dropped? Maybe her phone is not working. Maybe something happened to her. So what do I do? I reached out to her friend and coworker who's in Atlanta with her.
Oh, are you serious?
I did.
First of all, I want to say I don't blame you for getting worried. I mean, I think I would have been a little rattled by that too.
Uh-huh.
But you called her friend?
I sent her a text message.
Oh my gosh.
7:22. So it's 10:22 in Atlanta. Saying, hi, sorry to bother you. Are you with Laura? No response. So then my mind is going, she's not responding because she's in bed and she's got her phone turned off. That's why she's not responding to me. So, what do I do next? So Laura's friend's name is Christine. I text Christine's husband, John.
What the heck?
Who lives down in Phoenix.
Now we're like bordering on baby reindeer area.
Here. I know. Mercedes,
what the heck?
Like panic goes in.
Sends from my iPhone.
Like everything, like all this panic sets in. Like, why isn't Laura responding? I know she's got an event, but she'll at least, I can see she read my messages. She didn't read any of my text messages. She didn't respond for my horse video.
Maybe she's just really busy with work stuff. I agree. I would have gotten worried too. I'm not trying to diminish that because I definitely would have been concerned. But I don't know that I'd be calling the husbands of my wife's coworkers. That's kind of like a lot.
I sent him a message at 7:29. Hey, buddy, it's JC. Do you know what hotel they're staying at in Atlanta? Hey, bud, I don't, unfortunately. Does that make us bad husbands? I'm like, no, but I haven't heard from Laura. Where is she? It was panic mode.
Answer the question everybody wants to know. Did you ever get in touch with her?
Yes.
Okay, well, yes. Good. Okay, so there's a happy ending
here. There's a happy ending. She got in touch with me. She responded finally last night at 7:50. I am out. Is everything okay?
Wait, what time did you start this at? Five?
My panic mode started at 5:30.
And then when did you call the husband?
7:29.
So then 21 minutes later, she finally reached out to
you. She reaches out. But I tell you, like, my mind was going dark. My buddy and his wife, they had a baby girl yesterday. And here's my mind is thinking, that's going to be the story. They bring a girl into the world the day I lost my girl.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, what is wrong with you?
My mind was going dark for some reason.
Stephanie, what do you think?
I think he crossed the line calling the or texting the husband. Let's just freak out everybody.
Yeah, now the poor husband's living life, enjoying his bachelor night, you know.
He's got kids out of town. Wife's out of town.
Oh, man, this is great. And then all of a sudden, JC's like, where are wives? Where are they?
And I normally never do this. I normally like, okay, I know where she is because we have had some kind of contact throughout the day. But the fact that she didn't respond to any of my messages earlier and didn't even read the messages was the cause for alarm for me.
I definitely understand the cause for alarm. I am with you 100%. But I think I would have just continued to call her phone, continue to text, like, you need to call me now or else I'm going to call someone else. But the fact that you called, like, coworkers' husbands, I was like, oh, my goodness.
And then I'm watching her phone on Life 360 as I'm, like, eating dinner. I'm like, she starts to move. With Life 360, you see the footsteps, like, the person's walking. And I'm like, she's walking right now. So I called her. I'm like, she's walking. Why isn't she answering her phone? She just said it was in her purse. She wasn't paying attention to it.
That, which is so great that she's not glued to her phone like most Americans. But it's so funny. Like, what if this was in 1995 and there were no, like, have a cell phone? Like, how would you have dealt? Seriously.
And not knowing what hotel she's in? It's, oh my gosh.
You need to start finding out what hotel
she's in. She normally does. She normally sends me an email before she goes to her itinerary, but this one just had her flight. It didn't have the hotel information.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I got nothing.
I don't blame you for being panicked. I really don't. I mean, calling everyone that lives in Atlanta, just random people, like, hey, do you know a small blonde woman?
Let me know if you see her.
Mix 94.1, it is time for Sophie Says.
Yes.
Sophie says she's got the key, unlocking trends for you and me. Trendsetter extraordinaire with Sophie, you're always aware.
Sophie.
That's a hit song right there. That is a smash hit.
It really is. My daughter Sophie is on the phone. She seems to know, you know, what the big things are, what we're going to be talking about ahead of time. And we love getting your opinion on these things. How you doing this morning, kid?
I'm doing good, but I don't know if that theme song is, oh gosh, guys.
Give it a couple more weeks. It'll catch on eventually, hopefully.
Okay. Maybe a song that we'll play today can become our new theme song.
Okay. So we're going to go with music today that you're going to make everyone aware of?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
As I mentioned before, we're starting to get this new generation of pop girls coming in. And there is one name, she's starting to really blow up, and I feel like some people haven't heard of her, but some people do, and they love and appreciate her already. But the next big pop girl is Chappell Roan.
Bring her up at some point, Sophie. So she has got me and my husband just like listening to Chappell Roan nonstop. So for those who aren't aware of her, who haven't heard of her, talk to us about her. More familiar.
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, I already have my dad hooked on her song. First of all, she is amazing. So she is probably most known as she's gotten a lot bigger after she has opened for Olivia Rodrigo on her Guts tour. And her newest song, Babe, which she just played, is just doing so great right now. It's also up there with Espresso as Song of the Summer. But her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, has been doing so well. It's so many just bops on that album. And I'm so happy she's finally finally getting that appreciation that she deserves.
Have we hear her music in any movies right now or any TV shows? Or where else would we hear her right now?
I'm not sure if there's any in, like, TV or movies right now. But I will say she is just killing it. She did a Tiny Desk concert. She's been doing late night shows. She performed at Coachella, and she's slated to do so many more festivals coming up soon as well. Just keep an eye on her because she is absolutely killing it.
Funny thing happened. I posted a video, and you could see the song selection on my husband's phone, and Chaperone was right up top. And one of Brooklyn's friends DM'd her and goes, "Oh my God, your dad is so cool. He listens to Chaperone." And we were like, "Oh man, this is really big."
See, honestly, Chapel is probably your favorite artist's favorite artist.
Your favorite artist's favorite artist. That's true. I've heard a lot of artists talk about Chaperone. That's a good way of describing her, Sophie.
And how do we say her name?
Chaperone.
Chaperone.
Do you want to play the song?
Yeah, I'm totally down for that.
All right, Sophie.
Can we please play the song?
We are playing the song. Do you want to do the intro for it?
I got this, honey. All right, everyone. It's Mix 94.1. Chaperone. Good luck, babe. Let's hit it.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know.
No, 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 no.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Danny, you're caller 20. Ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah. Good morning, Vegas.
Good morning. Do you have someone in your car with you that's going to help out?
Yes, it's my wife, Maggie, and my daughter, Bella.
Oh, Maggie and Bella, let's do this. Okay, so pick a category, guys. Do you want to go with Top Gun or Forrest?
Top Gun or Forrest?
Yeah, those are your category choices.
We'll go with Top Gun.
Top Gun. Okay. I hear Maggie laughing in the background. Okay. Top Gun Day. It was on Monday. These are all popular 80s movies. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's do Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Danny, Maggie, and Bella, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see Chelsea Handler. And you start now.
This is Doc Marty McFly.
Back to the Future.
Yes. This is Here's Johnny. Jack Nicholson.
Shining.
Yes. This is Phone Home.
E.T.
Yes. David Bowie was in this movie.
Labyrinth.
Yes. This is Tom Hanks where he turns into an adult.
Big.
Yes. This is the Flying Dog and this is Robin Williams and he's a teacher in an all boys school.
Death Threat Society.
Yes! 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 You guys got it! Congratulations!
Danny, Maggie, Bella, you're all set with your tickets to. This is so cute. Tickets to Chelsea Handler at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. This is on Saturday, November 2nd, courtesy of Live Nation. Congratulations, you guys. And we've got these tickets again tomorrow morning. Did you do your E.T. voice and your Johnny from The Shining?
I think
the sound carried over to E.T. Phone home. Like, that was a scary sounding E.T.
Let's go back to the future.
It's all the same sounds. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We are getting a lot of texts about Sophie Says earlier this morning. If you missed it, my daughter Sophie, she comes on every Thursday. She'll tell us what's the new thing that's trending. Maybe it's music, maybe it's a trend, whatever. And today she brought to us Chaperone, her new song called Good Luck, Babe. What was her name? Downloading it. Love the song. Yeah, Sophie's been on her for like 2 or 3 months. So we've heard her for a while. So much so that my husband, Matt, he picks up my daughter, Brooklyn, blasting Chapel Road. And her friends think he's so cool because she... Like, they're like, how does your dad even know about her? And they're like, well, you know, what can I say? My dad's cool. So they all think that Matt is so cool because he listens to Chapel Roan.
Was there cool music that your mom listened to? Like, looking back, what was that cool music that your mom listened to? It might sound dated now, but you go back then, that was cool for that person to listen to.
My parents didn't feel really listened to cool music. Like, maybe I thought my dad was cool because he bought me tickets to go see Whitney Houston. So that's
cool.
He didn't really listen to her, but he knew I liked her, and he liked her because he thought, you know, the music is not bad language. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful voice. So he was totally cool with that. And I remember thinking, he is so cool because he bought me tickets for me and my friends to go see Whitney Houston. So it was me, my two friends, and then he bought one ticket three rows behind us so that we wouldn't have to sit with him, but he could
still
keep
still
an
there.
Eye
oh
on us.
Oh my gosh, that
yeah,
was so sweet.
Yeah, so that's why I thought my dad was super cool. Why did you think your parents were cool? Was it a music thing? What did they did that made you think, wow, I am so cool? I mean, we're all like, yeah. And I turn around, my dad's sitting there and he's just kind of bobbing his head like, yeah, that's cool. What about you?
My mom, for as long as I can remember, always loved and still does love the Rolling Stones. My mom, my Uncle Ron, my Uncle Jeff, they all love the Rolling Stones. As a kid, I'm like, that's cool. I think the Rolling Stones still have a cool factor.
They're like a rock band.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that really, like, parents loving to rock out, you know?
And I think, too, my love of 80s music, growing up in the 80s and 90s, my mom was always on whatever the top 40 station was. She always listened to current music growing up. So I look back on a kid and get in the car, and the radio was Rolling Stones, or it was whatever was on popular at the time, which was stuff like Duran Duran. So I think this is where my love of the 80s comes from.
What's the coolest thing your parent did, or why do your kids think you're cool? 702-364-9400. Steph, did you think either of your parents was cool for something they did?
I always thought my parents were cool. My dad, he was always in a band. He still is in a band. He's in a cover band, and he's been doing it for 40 years. And my parents, they introduced me to awesome like artists like Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson. I mean, everything my music taste is because of them.
Yeah, that, I mean, it does play a huge influence. I mean, mine, like I said, didn't listen to the coolest music. If so, I would have been like the biggest Julio Iglesias fan out there.
Hey, Julio was I think all moms loved Julio in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, man. She
was a ladies' man.
Yeah, she really liked him. But my dad would throw out all of my rap CDs. If I had any, like my Beastie Boys, any rap CD I had, or even tape, like I'd find them in the garage hidden. So he was like not down with my musical taste. Thank goodness he never found like my Ice Cube stuff. I was able to keep that.
In trouble. You
ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So we've all had a Happy Meal in our lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
From McDonald's. McDonald's UK, they're making a big change to Happy Meals. To highlight Mental Health Awareness Week this week, the fast food giant is removing the smiley face on Happy Meal boxes, and they're dropping Happy from the name, and they're just calling it The Meal.
Okay. I guess people talking.
Yeah, it does. The idea behind the move comes from 48% of kids in the UK feeling pressured to be happy all the time, which is that, I mean, I don't think we look at that enough as how we pressure people to just always be happy. Sometimes they don't want to be happy. Like, have you ever been told by someone, smile? Mm-hmm. You need to smile. Like, maybe I don't want to. Is that for you or is that for me? You know, they say that, you know, this is just a way for them to know that you don't have to be happy all the time and still enjoy one of the meals from McDonald's.
Sometimes I want a sad meal. Give me the sad meal.
Or just I'm in the middle of all my emotions and I just want to be a regular meal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to perform
super
for
meal.
You.
Yeah. Making me jump through these hoops and smile
exactly.
at you.
Exactly.
That's good.
The Olympics are coming up, 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, and they have brought in the beds that they are calling anti-sex beds. Have you heard of these?
But didn't they have like cots before? Are they doing the same thing?
Yeah, they're brought in to discourage athletes from hooking up during the summer games. They're twin size beds. They have cardboard frames that which are designed to collapse under the weight of more than one user.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, that's supposed to deter intimate activities amongst the competitors. They're 100% recyclable beds too, which aligns with the event's sustainability goals and is the on the record reason Olympic officials have given for their bed designs. That's what they're saying, that these are not, you know, to prevent that. These are because they're sustainable. Despite the efforts to curb the relations happening on between the athletes at the games, previous Olympics have seen lots of reports of various activities happening in the Olympic Village.
Two things. If you're an athlete in the Olympics and you're ready to, you know, get busy, beds don't matter. You'll get busy wherever you want.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
That's like such antiquated thinking.
I know,
right?
Let's go to
bed.
It
must be on a bed.
Yes. Secondly, remove that. I want our athletes to have a very nice, comfortable bed. I want them to get it. Sleep is so important. I want our athletes going to bed in a nice Casper mattress or something and just get a deep sleep in there and just really, hey, best mattress, send over some of their mattresses over there.
Well,
nice, deep sleep so they wake up well rested and ready to win the gold for the U.S.
The beds are still supposed to be good. It's just the frames. They don't hold the weight of more than one person. So
what's the weight of one person?
I don't know. Maybe they take your weight and they're like, okay, this one will fit you. Because what if you are like a weightlifter or something?
Yes.
And you have a ton of muscle and you weigh a lot, like you're just gonna lay in bed and collapse, you know?
And they're small rooms. I'm sitting there, hey Tom, come over here, I want to show you something on my phone. I'm sitting in my bed, Tom sits in my bed and look at my phone, bed collapse. This is a dumb idea.
Exactly. Well, we'll see if it works. Finally, this morning, a North Carolina woman, she went to a local restaurant and it cost her over $2,000. Here's why. Her name's Rhonda Deaver. She's a regular at this restaurant in North Carolina called Smith's Cafe. And she went in last week. She paid for her meal and she accidentally left her debit card. Okay. So she's on her way back to get it, but an employee found it and decided to help find the woman by posting pictures of the front and back of her card on Facebook. So the post has been taken down, but the damage has already been done. Could you believe that they were trying to find her and people started charging stuff to her debit card?
No.
Because the numbers were right there, the front and the back. So she contacted her bank. So many purchases had been declined, but $2,000 went through. She's stunned. She's like, I can't believe they did that. And she may be held responsible for those charges. She said it had been used a whole lot. There were a whole lot of declines, but some went through. She lives on a fixed income. There's not extra money every month to cover those bills. The restaurant's not commenting. What kind of idiot puts the debit card front and back with all the numbers and the signature showing? And what kind of terrible person sees that they're trying to find the owner of the debit card and they're like, oh, I'm going to buy some stuff with that?
Yeah, shame on you to the people of that town.
I know.
I mean, hey, that's a mistake. The person, your dumb move. But they're just trying to do something good, find the owner of the credit card. I'm really upset with the people of this town following that restaurant. Whoa, jackpot. Let's buy some stuff.
Oh, free food for life on this one.
Coming up here next.
Okay. Have you guys heard about this story where there was a big Bluey event here at a local restaurant and families showed up, like 2,000 people show up to see Bluey, who did not resemble Bluey? Were you one of the families? Wait until you hear this story. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Mercedes in the Morning. Did you see this event that happened here in Vegas that is now making national headlines? This Bluey event. I guess a lot of people were really upset when they went to this event. It was it was advertised on Facebook. I'm looking at the event right now. They're calling it Bluey Day. It was happening at a local restaurant, Dirt Dog. And they said, you know, Bluey Day, watch Bluey all afternoon, face painting, game and Bluey giveaway, meet Bluey and friends, sweet treats. And I mean, who doesn't love Bluey? Come on, even adults love Bluey. Of course, you see this, and if you have kids, you're like, we're going to this Bluey event. Over 3,000 people responded to this event. So you knew it was going to be huge.
It's, yeah, when you get that many RSVPs, you know you have a massive event on your hand.
Well, it didn't turn out to be what people had hoped for. They show lines out the door from some of the photos that are posted. Everything was at capacity. And then Bluey got there, and it wasn't, I don't think, what you expected when you thought Bluey was going to be there.
One of the Facebook posts wrote, FYI, Bluey is a guy in Bluey pajamas. It's not an actual character. It's not Bluey.
It wasn't Bluey. There was a kid that got interviewed about being at this event and seeing Bluey. This is what the kid said.
When I saw him at Best Ignore Him, I was mad.
What, did he look like the cartoon? Did he look like what, like on TV?
No, he looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
He looked like unexpected.
We could see his beard. Oh,
you
my
could.
Gosh.
It's literally the dude in Bluey pajamas.
Did any parents go to this? We reached out to the restaurant. They're not open yet. We wanted to see what they said. But they did speak out on a TV interview. Here's what they said.
Now knowing who Bluey is, we would have planned ahead and would have had security. There would have been more door regulations. I knew Bluey was big. I just didn't realize how big he was. The biggest takeaway, if they want Bluey, go all out. You want to do stuff for the community, just make sure you do it at the highest quality.
Yeah, you definitely do when it comes to Bluey. One parent was really upset about this whole thing.
How could you do that to little kids? It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
There's a picture of the guy from behind. I think he's wearing Air Jordans. He's got some nice shoes on.
Someone made a comment on the Facebook page, when you order your Bluey event from Wish. Yeah, it wasn't as expected, but you know, sometimes it looks like maybe they went to like the dollar store, picked up a couple of things. I think they meant well. I really do think they wanted to do something nice for the community. But yeah, with someone as popular as Bluey, you got to make sure that the quality is there. Am I right?
Yeah. And they said, too, they were expecting maybe 50, 60 people at RSVP. And out of that, how many percentage shows up? Maybe 10%. So I don't think they were expecting a massive amount of people. The red flag to me should have been, once you get 3,000 RSVPs, maybe step back and say, okay, this event is going to be a little bit bigger than we expected. Security might need to be down there. They talked about people waiting in line outside. And then I would rethink, okay, Eddie over here, put it on the Bluey costume. I think we need to step up our game and get a better Bluey, or the real Bluey.
It's like when you go down to Fremont Street and you see the people dressed as characters, and then you turn the corner into the back alley, and there's like a Super Mario with his head off, and the guy's smoking a cigarette.
Bluey's smoking a cig after this. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are getting a lot of texts about Sophie Says earlier this morning. If you missed it, my daughter Sophie, she comes on every Thursday. She'll tell us what's the new thing that's trending. Maybe it's music, maybe it's a trend, whatever. And today she brought to us Chapel Roan, her new song called Good Luck, Babe. Like, what was her name? Downloading it. Love the song. Yeah, Sophie's been on her for like 2 or 3 months. So we've heard her for a while. So much so that my husband, Matt, he picks up my daughter, Brooklyn, blasting Chapel Roan. And her friends think he's so cool because she... Like, they're like, how does your dad even know about her? And they're like, well, you know, what can I say? My dad's cool. So they all think that Matt is so cool because he listens to Chapel Roan.
Was there cool music that your mom listened to? Like, looking back, what was that cool music that your mom listened to? It might sound dated now, but you go back then, that was cool for that person to listen to.
My parents didn't feel really listened to cool music. Like, maybe I thought my dad was cool because he bought me tickets to go see Whitney Houston. So that's
cool.
He didn't really listen to her, but he knew I liked her, and he liked her because he thought, you know, the music is not bad language. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful voice. So he was totally cool with that. And I remember thinking, he is so cool because he bought me tickets for me and my friends to go see Whitney Houston. So it was me, my two friends, and then he bought one ticket 3 rows behind us so that we wouldn't have to sit with him, but he could
still
keep
an
eye on us.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that was so sweet.
Yeah, so that's why I thought my dad was super cool. Why did you think your parents were cool? Was it a music thing? What did they did that made you think, wow, I am so cool? I mean, we're all like, yeah. And I turn around, my dad's sitting there, and he's just kind of bobbing his head like, yeah, that's cool. What about you?
My mom, for as long as I can remember, always loved and still does love the Rolling Stones. My mom, my Uncle Ron, my Uncle Jeff, they all love the Rolling Stones. As a kid, I'm like, that's cool. I think the Rolling Stones still have a cool factor.
They're like a rock band.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that really, like, parents loving to rock out, you know?
And I think, too, my love of 80s music, growing up in the 80s and 90s, my mom was always on whatever the top 40 station was. She always listened to current music growing up. So I look back on a kid and get in the car, and the radio was Rolling Stones, or it was whatever was on popular at the time, which was stuff like Duran Duran. So I think this is where my love of the 80s comes from.
What's the coolest thing your parent did, or why do your kids think you're cool? 702-364-9400. Steph, did you think either of your parents was cool for something they did?
I always thought my parents were cool. My dad, he was always in a band. He still is in a band. He's in a cover band, and he's been doing it for 40 years. And my parents, they introduced me to awesome like artists like Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson. I mean, everything my music taste is because of them.
Yeah, that, I mean, it does play a huge influence. I mean, mine, like I said, didn't listen to the coolest music. If it, so, I would have been like the biggest Julio Iglesias fan out there.
Hey, Julio was a, I mean, I think all moms loved Julio in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, man.
She was a ladies' man.
Yeah, she really liked him. But my dad would throw out all of my rap CDs. If I had any, like my Beastie Boys, anything, any rap CD I had, or even tape, like I'd find them in the garage hidden. So he was like not down with my musical taste. Thank goodness he never found like my Ice Cube stuff. I was able to keep that.
In trouble. You ready?
Time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
So, we've all had a Happy Meal in our lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
From McDonald's. McDonald's UK, they're making a big change to Happy Meals. To highlight Mental Health Awareness Week this week, the fast food giant is removing the smiley face on Happy Meal boxes, and they're dropping Happy from the name, and they're just calling it The Meal.
Okay. Gets people talking.
Yeah, it does. The idea behind the move comes from 48% of kids in the UK feeling pressured to be happy all the time, which is that, I mean, I don't think we look at that enough as how we pressure people to just always be happy. Sometimes they don't want to be happy. Like, have you ever been told by someone, smile? Mm-hmm. You need to smile. Like, maybe I don't want to. Is that for you or is that for me? You know, they say that, you know, this is just a way for them to know that you don't have to be happy all the time and still enjoy one of the meals from McDonald's.
Sometimes I want a sad meal. Give me the sad meal.
Or just I'm in the middle of all my emotions and I just want to be a regular meal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to perform
super
for
meal.
You.
Yeah. Making me jump through these hoops and smile
exactly.
at you.
Exactly.
That's good.
The Olympics are coming up, 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, and they have brought in the beds that they are calling anti-sex beds. Have you heard of these?
But didn't they have like cots before? Are they doing the same thing?
Yeah, they're brought in to discourage athletes from hooking up during the summer games. They're twin size beds. They have cardboard frames that drop, which are designed to collapse under the weight of more than one user.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, that's supposed to deter intimate activities amongst the competitors. They're 100% recyclable beds too, which aligns with the event's sustainability goals and is the on the record reason Olympic officials have given for their bed designs. That's what they're saying, that these are not, you know, to prevent that. These are because they're sustainable. Despite the efforts to curb the relations happening on between the athletes at the games, previous Olympics have seen lots of reports of various activities happening in the Olympic Village.
Two things. If you're an athlete in the Olympics and you're ready to, you know, get busy, beds don't matter. You'll get busy wherever you want.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
That's like such antiquated thinking.
I know.
Right?
Let's go to bed.
It must be on a bed.
Yes. Secondly, remove that. I want our athletes to have a very nice, comfortable bed. I want them to get it. Sleep is so important. I want our athletes going to bed in a nice Casper mattress or something and just get a deep sleep in there and just really, hey, Best Mattress, send over some of their mattresses over there.
Well,
nice, deep sleep so they wake up well rested and ready to win the gold for the U.S.
The beds are still supposed to be good. It's just the frames. They don't hold the weight of more than one person. So
what's the weight of one person?
I don't know. Maybe they take your weight and they're like, okay, this one will fit you. Because what if you are like a weightlifter or something?
Yes.
And you have a ton of muscle and you weigh a lot, like you're just gonna lay in bed and collapse, you know?
And they're small rooms. I'm sitting there, hey Tom, come over here, I want to show you something on my phone. I'm sitting in my bed, Tom sits in my bed and look at my phone, bed collapse. This is a dumb idea.
Exactly. Well, we'll see if it works. Finally, this morning, a North Carolina woman, she went to a local restaurant and it cost her over $2,000. Here's why. Her name's Rhonda Deaver. She's a regular at this restaurant in North Carolina called Smith's Cafe. And she went in last week. She paid for her meal and she accidentally left her debit card. Okay. So she's on her way back to get it, but an employee found it and decided to help find the woman by posting pictures of the front and back of her card on Facebook. So the post has been taken down, but the damage has already been done. People Could you believe that they were trying to find her and people started charging stuff to her debit card?
No.
Because the numbers were right there, the front and the back. So she contacted her bank. So many purchases had been declined, but $2,000 went through. She's stunned. She's like, I can't believe they did that. And she may be held responsible for those charges. She said it had been used a whole lot. There were a whole lot of declines, but some went through. She lives on a fixed income. There's not extra money every month to cover those bills. The restaurant's not commenting. What kind of idiot puts the debit card front and back with all the numbers and the signature showing? And what kind of terrible person sees that they're trying to find the owner of the debit card and they're like, oh, I'm going to buy some stuff with that.
Yeah, shame on you to the people of that town.
I know.
I mean, hey, that's a mistake. The person, your dumb move, but they're just trying to do something good, find the owner of the credit card. I'm really upset with the people of this town following that restaurant. Whoa, jackpot. Let's buy some stuff.
Oh, free food for life on this one.
Coming up here next.
Okay. Have you guys heard about this story? Where there was a big Bluey event here at a local restaurant, and families showed up, like 2,000 people show up to see Bluey, who did not resemble Bluey. Were you one of the families? Wait until you hear this story. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Mercedes in the Morning. Did you see this event that happened here in Vegas that is now making national headlines? This Bluey event. I guess a lot of people were really upset when they went to this event. It was advertised on Facebook. I'm looking at the event right now. They're calling it Bluey Day. It was happening at a local restaurant, Dirt Dog. And they said, you know, Bluey Day, watch Bluey all afternoon, face painting, game and Bluey giveaway, meet Bluey and friends, sweet treats. And I mean, who doesn't love Bluey? Come on, even adults love Bluey. Of course, you see this, and if you have kids, you're like, we're going to this Bluey event. Over 3,000 people responded to this event. So you knew it was going to be huge.
Yeah, when you get that many RSVPs, you know you have a massive event on your hand.
Well, it didn't turn out to be what people had hoped for. They show lines out the door from some of the photos that are posted. Everything was at capacity. And then Bluey got there, and it wasn't, I don't think, what you expected when you thought Bluey was going to be there.
One of the Facebook posts wrote, FYI, Bluey is a guy in Bluey pajamas. It's not an actual character. It's not Bluey.
It wasn't Bluey. There was a kid that got interviewed about being at this event and seeing Bluey. This is what the kid said.
When I saw him, my dad said, ignore him. I was mad.
What, did he look like the cartoon? Did he look like on TV?
No, he looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
He looked like unexpected.
We could see his beard. Oh,
you
my
could.
Gosh.
It's literally the dude in Bluey pajamas.
Did any parents go to this? We reached out to the restaurant. They're not open yet. We wanted to see what they said. But they did speak out on a TV interview. Here's what they said.
Now knowing who Bluey is, we would have planned ahead and would have had security. There would have been more door regulations. I knew Bluey was big. I just didn't realize how big he was. The biggest takeaway, if they want Bluey, go all out. You want to do stuff for the community, just make sure you do it at the highest quality.
Yeah, you definitely do when it comes to Bluey. One parent was really upset about this whole thing.
How could you do that to little kids? It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
There's a picture of the guy from behind. I think he's wearing Air Jordans. He's got some nice shoes on.
Someone made a comment on the Facebook page, when you order your Bluey event from Wish. Yeah, it wasn't as expected, but you know, sometimes it looks like maybe they went to like the dollar store, picked up a couple of things. I think they meant well. I really do think they wanted to do something nice for the community. But yeah, with someone as popular as Bluey, you got to make sure that the quality is there. Am I right?
Yeah, and they said, too, they were expecting maybe 50, 60 people at RSVP, and out of that, how many percentage shows up? Maybe 10%? So I don't think they were expecting a massive amount of people. The red flag to me should have been, once you get 3,000 RSVPs, maybe step back and say, okay, this event is going to be a little bit bigger than we expected. Security might need to be down there. They talked about people waiting in line outside. And then I would rethink, okay, Eddie over here, put it on the Bluey costume. I think we need to step up our game and get a better Bluey, or the real Bluey.
It's like when you go down to Fremont Street and you see the people dressed as characters, and then you turn the corner into the back alley and there's like a Super Mario with his head off and the guy's smoking a cigarette.
Bluey's smoking a cig after this. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Mercedes in the Morning. Did you see this event that happened here in Vegas that is now making national headlines? This Bluey event. I guess a lot of people were really upset when they went to this event. It was advertised on Facebook. I'm looking at the event right now. They're calling it Bluey Day. It was happening at a local restaurant, Dirt Dog. And they said, you know, Bluey Day, watch Bluey all afternoon, face painting, game and Bluey giveaway, meet Bluey and friends, sweet treats. And I mean, who doesn't love Bluey? Come on, even adults love Bluey. Of course, you see this, and if you have kids, you're like, we're going to this Bluey event. Over 3,000 people responded to this event. So you knew it was going to be huge.
It's, yeah, when you get that many RSVPs, you know you have a massive event on your hand.
Well, it didn't turn out to be what people had hoped for. They show lines out the door from some of the photos that are posted. Everything was at capacity. And then Bluey got there, and it wasn't, I don't think, what you expected when you thought Bluey was going to be there.
One of the Facebook posts wrote, FYI, Bluey is a guy in Bluey pajamas. It's not an actual character. It's not Bluey.
It wasn't Bluey. There was a kid that got interviewed about being at this event and seeing Bluey. This is what the kid said.
When I saw him, I just ignored him. I was mad.
What did he look like? The cartoon? Did he look like what, on TV?
No, he looked like unexpected. We could like see his beard.
He looked like unexpected.
We could see his beard. Oh my gosh.
It's literally the dude in bluey pajamas.
Did any parents go to this? We reached out to the restaurant. They're not open yet. We wanted to see what they said. But they did speak out on a TV interview. Here's what they said.
Now knowing who Bluey is, we would have planned ahead and would have had security. There would have been more door regulations. I knew Bluey was big. I just didn't realize how big he was. The biggest takeaway, if they want Bluey, go all out. You want to do stuff for the community, just make sure you do it at the highest quality.
Yeah, you definitely do when it comes to Bluey. One parent was really upset about this whole thing.
How could you do that to little kids? It was a very upsetting moment to see so many kids, especially my daughter, just really upset.
There's a picture of the guy from behind. I think he's wearing Air Jordans. He's got some nice shoes on.
Someone made a comment on the Facebook page, when you order your Bluey event from Wish. Yeah, it wasn't as expected, but you know, sometimes it looks like maybe they went to like the dollar store, picked up a couple of things. I think they meant well. I really do think they wanted to do something nice for the community. But yeah, with someone as popular as Bluey, you got to make sure that the quality is there. Am I right?
Yeah. And they said, too, they were expecting maybe 50, 60 people at RSVP. And out of that, how many percentage shows up? Maybe 10%. So I don't think they were expecting a massive amount of people. The red flag to me should have been, once you get 3,000 RSVPs, maybe step back and say, okay, this event is going to be a little bit bigger than we expected. Security might need to be down there. They talked about people waiting in line outside. And then I would rethink, okay, Eddie over here, put it on the Bluey costume. I think we need to step up our game and get a better Bluey, or the real Bluey.
It's like when you go down to Fremont Street and you see the people dressed as characters, and then you turn the corner into the back alley and there's like a Super Mario with his head off and the guy's smoking a cigarette.
Bluey's smoking a cig after this. Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.